It's impossible for me to recall a holiday season before I was acquainted with O. Henry's Gift of the Magi. I think of it as a story I have always known. Even as a child, I regarded it as a Christmastime perennial, and indeed, each December, it seems to somehow hang in the air with snowflakes and cold. How did this tale become so ubiquitous? Why do we love it so? Numerous versions of it have proliferated, including illustrated books, children's shows, and animated cartoons. There are also television shows and musical adaptations and plays and skits and movies made about it as well. It's a short story with widespread cultural influence. It was written on a tight deadline, but seems to have quite a long life ahead of it still. It is the best known work of a writer who produced hundreds upon hundreds of short stories. What makes this one so special? Certainly the ironic twist at the end makes it memorable, but I suspect that the bittersweetness of the Gift of the Magi also stays with us. One editor of O. Henry's collected works observed of this particular story, "I was struck by the cruelty of the universe and the kindness of the characters within it." The circumstances that these newlyweds face are harsh. They live in a New York City tenement near to the start of the 1900s, and their prospects since moving there have not improved. To the contrary, they have worsened. But both Jim and Della seem to face their shared situation with a spirit of gentleness and generosity. They have not turned on one another in the midst of evident hardship with grievances or complaints. Rather, they have turned toward one another with affection and tenderness. In the midst of mounting disappointments, they are incredibly kind to each other. So we can see how that would make this young couple an exemplar to us, especially today. As we approach the end of this plague year that has involved us all leading cramped lives of constraint, feeling frustrated and thwarted month after month, we need convincing models of kindness. Della and Jim give us those as much as they give us a surprising plot twist. Because even when they have unwittingly been working at cross purposes, they do not become embittered at the outcome. All along, what they have prized has been relationship. They care that each feels truly valued by the other and has a sense of their great worth, regardless of the duress that they are under. At the end of his short story, first published in the Sunday magazine of a New York newspaper that had already fired him, O. Henry, the pseudonym of columnist William Sidney Porter, offered this disclaimer. "Here I have lamely related to you the uneventful chronicle of two in a flat who most unwisely sacrificed for each other the greatest treasures of their house." Is it uneventful, really? These treasures have made it clear to Jim and Della just how precious they are to one another, however meager their combined resources might be. The watch chain and the hair combs are mere props. The two trade in kindness. Cruel times call for even kinder responses from us. Perhaps you have noticed your neighbors posting signs outdoors or DJs putting out calls on the radio stating simply, "Be kind." That's never bad advice, yet it seems especially helpful now, when everyone is facing such an uncertain future, wondering when this pandemic will finally end and who will survive it and what the aftermath of it will mean for Americans and people worldwide. Kindness grasps what is necessary at a particular moment or in a particular instant and provides that without hesitation or calculation. It responds with unquestioning fidelity. After he met his deadline and the newspaper published The Gift of the Magi in the December of 1905, O. Henry later published it in a story collection he called 4 Million, for the number of New Yorkers who shared his adoptive city with him, many living in shabby flats, much like the one Della and Jim rented. One of the things I often said when I lived in New York, where the population, when the population was more than double what it was in O. Henry's day, was that while New Yorkers were not often nice, they were always kind. That was my experience, at least. I certainly saw it in large-scale responses to the 9/11 attacks and the surges of Superstorm Sandy, but I also witnessed it in every single subway car where a tourist was lost. Inevitably, there was a rapid response team forming and devising the best possible route. People expressed concern and tended to those who needed their immediate attention. We all understood that we would have to get through things together. Kindness instructs us to account for every last one of our number. A contemporary of O. Henry, the American novelist Henry James, wrote, "Three things in life are important. The first is to be kind. The second is to be kind. And the third is to be kind." The implication is that no matter how we order or reorder our priorities, kindness itself should remain our primary commitment. What I find most poignant about the end of The Gift of the Magi is that Della and Jim do not attempt any problem solving that Christmas Eve. They have nothing to undo, no predicament to fix, just a dinner of coffee and chops waiting to be enjoyed in adoring company. Their holiday celebration is an extravagant display of kindness where people care for one another, and as such, it is complete and entirely in keeping with the spirit of the season. These days, some may be tempted to dismiss this old story as hackneyed. They might turn it into stuff for satire, as a recent piece in The New Yorker did. But I think that The Gift of the Magi merits our ongoing, perhaps foolish, devotion. We should all sketch it, read it, sing it, act it, live it. The tale endures because of its bittersweet quality and unvarnished humanity. As O. Henry concluded, "Let it be said that of all who give gifts, these two were the wisest. Of all who give and receive gifts, such as they are wisest. Everywhere they are wisest." The moral of his story is one that we always need to relearn, so of course it remains ubiquitous. If we ever hope to be counted among the wisest, we must aspire to be among the kindest. Kindness invariably deepens our appreciation of connections. It reminds us how interrelated we all are. It responds to timely prompts and meets the moment and never misses a deadline. Not a single deadline. This year, when the coronavirus keeps us all home for the holidays, may we cherish the kindness we have known and the kindness we have shown. They both bring us gladness because they are the greatest gifts of the season.